May is always here, and April has been an amazing month. This weekend was Tropical Heat Wave. Our people, Hex Appeal, who you've heard on Radio St. Pete, appeared there. And I am your host, Annette Weiser of Weekend with Weiser. Let's do a little preview of what's coming up this week and May and June, because you know what? It's time to get out. The snowbirds are gone and we can take ownership of our town again. So here's what's going on this week. It's Monday, April 27th, and Simon and Garfunkel tribute From the Sound of Silence to Bridge Over Troubled Water is at the Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center. And then through May 3rd, Stereophonic, the Broadway musical at the Strass Center in Tampa, is about a band on the cusp of superstardom. Alabama Shakes is on the 30th, and the spring tour arrives at Bay Care Sound in Clearwater with special guests Lamont Landers. And May 1st through 2nd is Britt Floyd honoring The Wall on May 1st in The Dark Side of the Moon. A Pink Floyd tribute experience will be at Ruth Eckert Hall. If you love classical music, then the Florida Orchestra brings us Sibelius's Symphony No. 2, 1 through 3. That will be at the Straz and the Mahaffey on the 1st through 3rd of May. The 1st through 10th is Crazy for You. I love the 8 o'clock theater in Central Park Performing Arts Center and all the shows they do, and that's going to be there. You may have 6, 1 through 17 at Theater 4 in Clearwater. Billy Joel tribute. Yes, it is going to be Billy Joel. I love him. May 2nd, the group Turnstiles honors Billy Joel with a rendition of his classic songs at the Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center. And folks, get your derby hats ready. It's Derby Day at the Pier on May 2nd. The 13 Ugly Men Foundation charity benefit for local charities will be at Spa Beach Rock at the St. Pete Pier. All the beautiful people will be there. On the 2nd through the 3rd, Every Brilliant Thing, this play by Duncan McMillan with Johnny Donahue, celebrates the human spirit. It is at the New Tampa Performing Arts Center on Hunters Village Road. And I want to point out, friends, that Central Park Performing Arts Center, the New Tampa Performing Arts Center, the Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center, the Safety Harbor, St. Petersburg, and Pinellas Park, there are so many neighborhoods to explore, and now is the time to do it. As it gets hotter, you're going to want to know where all the secret staycation fun is. So, continuing on with our May preview, I help support the SPCA Tampa Bay on Palm Trees and Paws. It's a benefit featuring the Black Honkies and hosted by the Ellen Blakely Foundation. It'll be in Bel Air Bluffs. I will be there. The Sassy Scribe, because I love me some fur babies. The Shiny Brains Foundation Inaugural Gala is also coming up on May 2nd at Avia Golf and Country Club. And that supports foundations that with for families and individuals neurodevelopmental issues, including autism. On May 6th, Devin Allman's Blues Summit comes to the Biltheimer Capitol Theater in Clearwater with special guest Galia Volpe. Again, the Florida Orchestra, a wonderful experience. Check it out, morning matinee on the 6th and 7th of May. And you know, for those of you who are mothers, who may be stepmothers, who may be fur baby mothers, or just moms, I encourage your children to take you to a play, experience something together, plan something together, go to a book talk at Book and Bottle or Tombolo Books, go to a museum. I know that the Imagine Museum and Floridorama are having some special Mother's Day events. Most of the museums are Museum of Fine Arts and the Dolly. Go online to the website, go to the Let's Go Guide and see what you can do with mom, because you know what? Mothers know best. Show them that you know how to treat them. Let's continue with our May. One of my classic bands that I just cannot believe, 1981 in New York, 10,000 Maniacs, Biltheimer Capitol Theater in Clearwater, celebrates 45 years of timeless music with that band. And today on Radio St. Pete, you'll hear Matty Merrick's interview with another timeless tribute. Bob Dylan's 85th birthday party at the Palladium is going to be amazing. WECX's Matty Merrick has an interview with Grant Peoples, who actually saw Dylan last week and is channeling his inner Dylan. As he said to me on the phone, I have always been a Dylan fan. So, you know, Grant Peoples is a special friend of Radio St. Pete, Jay Kolb, and Where Local Music Lives. On May 7th, the Impact Awards from the Tampa Bay Business Coalition for the Arts is at the Armature Works in Tampa. It will honor Daryl Shaw as a patron of the arts and Yala Ford as a recognized artist and Tempest Projects for the arts organization. Heroes Off Duty Comedy Store at the Bildheimer Capitol Theater, May 8th. May 8th, Tampa Bay Symphony does Fate and Fantasies. Again, at a place you need to visit, New Tampa Performing Arts Center. It is worth going over the bridge. On May 8th, Where Land, Water, and Music Meet, it is a candlelit concert by the Chamber Ensemble Amici, and it combines music with the artwork of Christopher Still. May 2nd is a wonderful exhibit at Heritage Village, the Citrus King. We will have the artists who just won a creative Pinellas Award to do a sculpture in studio on April 30th. Tune in for that interview, and do go to the show on May 2nd at the Heritage Village. Trolley tours continue at the St. Petersburg Museum of History, and they're going to be doing some amazing things for America 250. So, Killer Queen, the tribute concert featuring Patrick Myers as Freddie Mercury, May 9th at the Capitol Theater. May 10th, Tampa Bay Symphony continues with Fate and Fantasies, and that is at the Palladium. Oh, this is going to be great. The Wives of Henry VIII. I'm Henry VIII, I am, yes, but on May 12th through 17th, Six takes the microphone to remix 500 Years of History. This is Hamilton done as a girl power concert. It's an 80-minute Broadway show at the Straz. I can't wait to see it. On May 13th, it's going to be The Cold Gun, Bush, Mammoth, and James at Baycare Sound. Vintage Vinyl Live, 1976 Boston album. On May 14th at Central Park Performing Arts. May 15th, Roussian KD, the Christian author, will be speaking about godly ambition at Capitol Theater. On May 15th, 615 Collective, these artists who love country, America, folk, and pop, and have voices reminiscent of Fleetwood Mac and Little Big Town, are at Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center. Get up to Tarpon Springs, wander around, enjoy the docks, and have some yira. Opa! May 15th through 17th is the Brahms Symphony No. 4. Conductor Michael Francis will lead the Florida Orchestra in this Brahms Symphony. May 16th, yes, the one and only Jason Mraz and special guest Gregory Page. The Still Yours tour comes to Ruth Eckert Hall. May 16th, Our House, the music of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young at Capitol Theater. May 16th through 17th, Glory in the Gardens, Christian entertainers performing at Busch Gardens. May 17th, Flip Flop Opera, Damsels in Distress, and the Villains That Caused the Trouble, New Century Opera. You know, there's a lot of opera here in town. There's the Tampa Opera. This is St. Pete Opera. And this group is really so amazing, the New Century Opera. So enjoy that. May 19th, documentary filmmaking. Kevin Starkey will be giving a talk at the Heritage Museum in Tarpon Springs. Josh Gates, May 21st at Ruth Eckert Hall in Clearwater. You know him as the host and author of Discovery Channel's Expedition Unknown. May 22nd, comedian Goat Boy is coming to Capitol Theater. I love when he does his imitation of Joe Pesci on Saturday Night Live. Continuing the America 250 celebration, on May 22nd through 23rd, it's the Patriotic Show before TFO winds up its season for the year. The Florida Orchestra's Celebration of America 250 is at the Straz on Friday and Mahaffey Theater on the 23rd. It's going to be amazing. And again, as we talk about opera, did you know the St. Pete Opera is known for doing its Broadway at Opera Central in St. Petersburg? You can catch that on May 23rd. Continuing on with wonderful rhythmic pleasures is May 26th through 28th is Stomp. The rhythmic crowd-pleasing show uses matchboxes and brooms. That's at the Straz, May 26th through 31st. Get nostalgic with this love story, The Notebook. It's based on the novel that inspired the film, and it shows people from different backgrounds falling in love. It's at the Straz. On May 29th, You Beatle Lovers, Happy Together, Lovers of the Music of the 60s, Happy Together at Ruth Eckert Hall, The Association, The Troggs, Gary Puckett, Ron Dante from the Archies and the Turtles, The Vogues and the Cowsills. If you know who those bands are, you're my generation. Take the grandkids to see that. So finally, on May 30th through 31st, The Clearwater, Smooth Jazz Jam, an annual favorite at Ruth Eckert Hall. Yes, Boney James. I will be interviewing Nanette Weiser, Sassy Scribe, Boney James this week. We'll have that on Radio St. Pete. He's there with Norman Brown and David Benoit. So, folks, there is something for everyone. Please support the local galleries and theater. Freefall Theater has And Then They Came for Me, Remembering the World of Anne Frank. There's so much going on in the theaters, American Stage, and studio at 620. There's a lot of wonderful artists to support, so many things to do. And don't forget Art Walk on the second Saturday of May. It's a fabulous place to live, work, and play. Yes, we love Tampa Bay. For Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.